Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Triumph of the Cross. It's a feast very important to my own religious community. This is where Christ fully showed his love for us, and we're called servants of God's love, and it is through the cross that Christ showed his love for us by taking on in his own flesh all of our sins, all of our weakness, all of our failing, and dying a horrendous death. Horrendous death. Yet could not be overcome by death. He rose victorious. And that's for us, brothers and sisters, that the cross in our own lives, whatever that might be, the cross in our own lives can be a means because of what Christ did for us on the cross. The crosses that we bear in life, unite them with that cross of Christ. Unite them with Christ's death on our behalf. Unite our crosses that our crosses may unite it with Christ. They don't on our own, but united with Christ. If we unite our cross with Christ's cross, it can work for our salvation, even when we can't see it, even when we just want to get rid of it. Lord, I do want to get rid of this. I do want to be healed of this. Pursue that if you can. But some crosses, they stay with us. Why? Why didn't God hear my prayer? Why didn't God change this? Because God wants to do something more in you through that cross. That doesn't mean you have to, oh my, this is wonderful kind of thing. You don't have to get yourself to that place. That's not true. It's hard. But if we say, Lord, I unite my cross with yours for the salvation of the world, our suffering takes on a much deeper meaning. I have a little booklet called Hope in the Midst of Suffering that develops this point very clearly, and I just urge you to go to our website, renewalministries.net, and you can order a copy of it called Hope in the Midst of Suffering. Magnificat magazine says this: the exaltation of the cross consists in the fact that the event of the cross and resurrection abides and draws everything toward life, because it's Christ. Christ did it for us. The cross and the resurrection abide and draw everything toward life. We exalt Christ's cross when we freely take it up, filled with the certainty that the ultimate meaning and fulfillment we crave in life comes to us through this unending event. With the cross, we are freed from the restraint of the enemy. We clutch onto the strength of our salvation. Do you kiss the cross often? Do you worship and adore the one who lies upon that cross, the one who hung upon that cross? Reverence him, adore him, thank him, praise him, and unite your suffering with his. It will contribute by his mercy. It will contribute to the salvation of others. The first reading today on this feast is from the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verses 4 to 9. With their patience worn out by the journey, the people complained against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert? Remember they wanted to get out of Egypt? Aren't we like this? Remember how they wanted to get out of Egypt, do something. They remember all the plagues and all the difficulties, and God led them out of Egypt. God performed miracles. The sea parted. They walked through onto dry land. Brothers and sisters, think what God did for them. But then, like always, troubles come up for us while we're in this life. They do. And now they're upset. Their patience is worn out. And so they complain, why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert where there is no food or water? We're disgusted with this wretched food. He fed them. He fed them with quail. He fed them. Well, I don't like this. Isn't that our condition? God supplies, but I don't like this. I don't know the way it looks. I don't like its color. I don't like its taste. You know what I'm saying. We're never satisfied. Because what they were saying is, you didn't do enough for us. You didn't do what we wanted. And so they turned against God. In punishment, the Lord sent among the people seraph serpents, which bit the people so that many of them died. And then the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned in complaining against the Lord and you. Pray the Lord to take the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, make a seraph mounted on a pole, and if any who have been bitten look at it, they will live. Moses accordingly made a bronze serpent, mounted it on a pole, and whenever anyone who had been bitten by a serpent looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. Foreshadowing of the cross of Jesus Christ, where we find salvation, where we find healing, at the foot of the cross. The second reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 6 to 11. Brothers and sisters, Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself. This is Jesus. He didn't even cling to the fact that he was God, that he was the Son of the Father. He didn't cling to that. He emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Paul so eloquently says, because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but I take that passage often from Philippians 2. There's another passage in Philippians 3. I just pray them all the time. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Therefore, what am I grasping onto? Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. He came to save us. He came to serve us. The God of heaven and earth, the creator of the world, came to serve us. Do you not think he's trying to care for you today? It's just that he's caring for what you really need to be cared for. And you're looking at something else. Why doesn't God do this? Why doesn't God do that? When in reality, God is meeting your deepest needs if you open your heart to see them and understand them. He emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and being found in human appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Because of this, I pray this so often, because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue that confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I pray that a lot, that my thoughts and my words and my actions may indicate that I bow down, that my knee bends, that I exalt him above all other names. And the gospel is John chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. Jesus said to Nicodemus, no one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. It's his prophetic statement of the cross that he knew he was going to carry and die on, which refers to the first reading in today's Mass. Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes, there's the key, who believes in him might have eternal life. For God so loved the world. This is such a familiar passage that we can glide over it. This is Jesus speaking. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. And this is the most important way that you can celebrate this great feast today. The most important thing for you and for me in our lives on this earth is to exalt him, to thank him, to allow our lives to be conformed to his cross, because not only will that help to save our souls, but we will become signs to many others of the presence of Christ. We will become signs to other people, not by what we wear, even not by what we say, but our very life will speak that I belong to Jesus Christ, the beloved Son of the Father, who in obedience to the Father gave his life for me. He gave his life for me. He didn't give his life for billions, brothers and sisters. He gave his life for you, who knows every hair on your head. He gave his life for you. That's how much you're loved. May this great feast, the triumph or the exaltation of the Holy Cross, may this be a day when we, you and I, are more conformed to the cross, more conformed in the sense of obedience, more conformed in the sense of receiving mercy and giving mercy, of forgiving rather than holding on to grudges. How is my life conformed to the cross of Jesus Christ? Remember that saying, probably back in the 80s or 90s, if you were put on trial as a Christian, would you be found guilty? If you were put on trial as a Christian, would you be found guilty? Is my life conformed enough to Christ that I am identifiable by my thoughts, my words, my actions? Not perfect. I'm not looking for perfection. God's asking that we give ourselves over to his Spirit and let his Spirit do in us what he wants. We need, brothers and sisters, men and women whose lives radiate the presence of God. And we do it in our suffering. We do it in using our gifts. We do it in doing mundane chores around the house. We do it when we're speaking at major events. We do it in all aspects of life, all aspects, the most hidden to the most obvious. May it be done for his glory and his honor. May we kiss the cross daily. May we thank him that we are so loved, that he would die for us. May he be praised. May he be adored. May he be honored now and forever. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net, renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select food for the journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.